to the chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I think what's really important at this time is to talk about accountability, because it constitutes a way for duty bearers to explain their actions, and in this case, many inactions, and make adjustments. But it also provides means for rights holders to engage in the promotion and protection of their own rights with those responsible for the realization of rights, and in this case, particularly the right to health. And it allows rights holders to seek redress for violations where they have occurred. I think what's important is also talk about the health funding and financing model of global health. And I caution that this must not perpetuate and not compound colonial power imbalances, and that those that see the Global South communities as not equal players, but only as grant recipients or donation recipients of vaccines must rethink that. I think richer countries must also recognize that the injustices that prevail mean that many people, especially in those previously colonized nations, are growing increasingly impatient. I propose that substantive equality should be a goal that allows us to address structural and indirect discrimination, and for the identification and elimination of power dynamics that have perpetuated those systems of privilege and patterns of power that have really outlived formal colonialism. I also propose that we look at COVID-19 not as an opportunity to learn new things, but a lot of what COVID is showing us is that we haven't learned anything from the past. So we have to use this time to demand transparency, to demand substantive equality, to demand proactive and transparent leadership, and resourcing of community-based efforts, especially around health education and communication. And primary health care has to be integrated between Indigenous and non-Indigenous health systems. I think we demand a community and a global health system that is agile to respond to a pandemic without risking and shifting resources to the detriment of other important health needs and other areas of care in the health system. And it's important to ensure that we don't continue to leave people behind, because I want to propose that we are currently leaving people behind. We have been doing so for many decades, and that we are currently in a crisis. There is no post-COVID era to talk of yet. And I look forward to working with all the different stakeholders in realizing the right to health, but also in achieving substantive equality to really ultimately restore the dignity of people and recenter the margins. Thank you, Nada.
Thank you so much.